You might be thinking about family, gratitude, and, of course, gluttony. Now, it would be one thing if we only overindulged once a year, but Americans overeat all year long. We want to know why that is. Clinical psychology professor Kim McCargill from the University of Washington at Tacoma told Ross Reynolds about her new book, Psychology of Overeating. The book starts at SeaTac Airport, where at the water bottle filling stations, you'll see ads that say, "You deserve better than water," and then they sell you on high-calorie coffee drinks.
I started with that image because it's such a contradiction. You know, if you look at it, it's really saying two things at the same time. Consume less, consume more. And I've really come to see that as kind of the defining paradox of our time. That's really the struggle that so many of us are dealing with. We want to consume less, but we also have this very powerful drive to consume more.
What happens when these two competing impulses collide in our minds?
That's a great question. I think that really speaks to the success of the diet industry. You know, what happens is we then go and buy a light sour cream or fat-free raspberry acai yogurt with tons of sugar. We're trying to do something to control the overeating, but we do it through alternate forms of consumption without realizing that tension.
It's like there's a sale. Look how much money I'm saving by the more I'm buying. And the same thing with food. Oh, it's low calorie. Look how many calories I'm not eating because I'm eating low calorie.
That is exactly right. I hadn't thought of that, but I heard someone say once, referring to sales, well, you have to spend money to save. So I guess the corollary with food would be you have to eat more to eat less or something nonsensical like that.
You put this locus on the abundance of variety, lax regulation, and this sophisticated branding and marketing. That's why you say overeating is such a problem. Maybe you could break that down for us. Why does so much variety lead to overeating?
That's a great question. I emphasize those points in contrast to the sort of conventional wisdom that we overeat just because of failures in willpower. And variety is a really big one. There's a lot of research on this. If you go to a party and there's four kinds of ice cream versus one kind of ice cream, you'll eat more overall. If we have, I even notice this myself. I keep pretty healthy food at home. I snack on nuts a lot of times. But I notice that if I have cashews, pistachios, almonds, and peanuts in the cupboard, I'll wind up eating more because I'll have a little bit of each one of them because we're just designed to want variety.
Now, you also write about lax regulation. I assume you mean lax government regulation?
I do. This was probably one of the biggest surprises for me in the book is every path I went down sort of came to regulation, usually the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, but also sometimes the USDA or the FTC. And what I just saw time and time again is that these forces that push us toward overeating, they're often because of the efforts of the big food companies, and they are not held accountable because of both the FDA's weak enforcement power and because sometimes Congress has taken actions to disempower the FDA. So it really gets to be a political issue very quickly.
But to be fair about it, there's not a lot of public support sometimes for these things. In New York City, they tried to regulate the big gulp, large size sodas, and a lot of people were just going, this is too nanny state-ish. This government shouldn't be involved in portion control for how much soda I drink.
That is a great point. You're right. People do not like the nanny state, and they don't want the government to restrict their portion sizes or what they're drinking or eating. What I'm talking about is actually a little bit different. I'm talking about more things just like that food companies violate labeling laws all the time. For example, I don't know if you know this, there's a class action lawsuit over Eskimo pies because Nestle is violating the labeling mandate by the FDA. The FDA has sent them multiple warning letters, which they just ignore. And that is the main tool of the FDA for enforcing labeling laws is just kind of a nasty letter.
I'm talking to Kim McCargill. She's a professor of clinical psychology at UW-Tacoma, and she's written the book Psychology of Overeating, food and the culture of consumerism. So how can psychology help here?
Because I view overeating as part of overconsumption, I really look at solutions that have to do with shielding ourselves from some of the negative forces of consumer culture. And there is a body of research in psychology that looks at how consumer culture and materialism undermines our well-being. And I think it would be just great if practicing psychologists worked more with people on nutrition and healthy eating, kind of the mind-body connection, but also on just pushing back against consumer culture.
Hmm. Do many psychologists work with patients on an issue like overeating?
Not too many. That's a really interesting question. With clinical eating disorders, of course, there are psychologists who specialize in that. But what I'm talking about is something a little bit different, more just the overeating that many of us struggle with. And no, psychologists don't really work with people on that.
You point out this divide between clinical psychology and clinical nutrition that's really harming efforts to reduce overeating. Could you explain?
Yes, that's one thing that I've really experienced when I was writing this book. There were times when I just sort of hit the wall because I don't have enough training and specialization in nutrition. I'm not a dietitian. And that made it difficult for me to do some of the writing that I wanted to do. And I talked with a colleague of mine who is a nutritionist, and she said she runs into the very same problem because she's not a psychologist. And it really made us realize that there's not an intersection between those two fields, especially in the clinical practice of those two fields. I would love to see there be more training programs, say master's programs, that combine psychology and nutrition.
Her book is called Psychology of Overeating, Food and the Culture of Consumerism. Clinical psychology professor Kim McCargill from the University of Washington, Tacoma, telling Ross Reynolds about what she calls the defining paradox of our time. You want to consume less, you're driven to consume more. But now you're armed with information, the enemy of bad decisions. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Please eat responsibly.